Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the Christian faith, understanding the balance between grace, works, and God's guidance is crucial to living a life aligned with His will. While believers are called to serve and honor God through their actions, Scripture emphasizes the importance of seeking His direction before taking any steps. The Apostle Paul reminds believers that salvation is a gift of grace, not the result of works, and that the good works we are called to do have been prepared by God in advance. In light of this, we are encouraged to rely on God's grace, trust in His plan, and patiently await His revelation before engaging in any work on His behalf. This approach will ensure that your actions are rooted in God's purpose and carried out in His strength. In today's message, titled Wait for God's Plan Before Acting, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the importance of waiting on God before we act.
God will give you grace to do what He wants you to do. So my friend, don't attempt to do anything for Him until you have a revelation from God, until you hear His voice and He directing you. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10 that, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Hallelujah. So you see, God has a purpose for you, and because it is His purpose, you don't attempt to do anything until you hear from Him, until He gives you revelation regarding what to do. I want to help you understand what is the basic fundamental doctrine of the New Testament, which is we are saved by grace from what I just read, not by works. There is nothing we can do to save ourselves. Most of you know that, but the other thing that we miss a lot of times is the same way we were saved is the same way we have to learn how to live. We live by faith, my friend. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared beforehand for us to do, for us to walk in them. And so it takes faith to actually walk with God and do the purposes for which He put you on this earth. So God wants us to live by faith, not just receive Christ by faith. He wants us to walk in the good works that He prepared for us, even before we were born. So don't lean on your own understanding and try to do things by your own strength and by your own understanding. Therefore, never rush to do anything until God reveals His plans to you. I repeat, never rush to do anything until God reveals His plan to you. You know, we know this Bible story about the Apostle Paul. Formerly, before he encountered Christ, his name was Saul of Tarsus. And prior to his encounter with the Lord, the Apostle Paul tried to do things in his own wisdom. He tried to do everything according to the law. Paul was a persecutor of the church. He was trying with all of his might to destroy the church. We know this story. He was there when Stephen was stoned. He was gradually gathering up Christians and seeing them put in jail. And as wicked as he was, he actually thought he was doing the right thing because he was a very religious yet legalistic Jew who followed all the rules and regulations and was very proud of himself that he did what he was doing. But God met him on the road to Damascus and revealed Himself to him. He had quite an experience with God, and I don't want to get into all the details. But he fell from his horse, a bright light fell on his eyes, he became blind, he couldn't speak for several days. So here Paul has his meeting with God. I'm talking about not rushing to do things until you hear from God. He had this meeting with God, this miraculous meeting with God on the road to Damascus. And Jesus says to him, "Why are you coming up against me? Why are you fighting against me?" And Paul was a smart man. "What would you have me to do?" That's what Paul asked God. He asked Jesus Christ, "Lord, what have you got me to do?" So you see, that's all God wants to hear from you and me. When he confronts you about something, "God, I'm sorry if I'm not doing it your way. What do you want me to do?" As long as you are willing to change, God will work with you. No matter how many mistakes you make, no matter how many times you fail, no matter how many times you fall into a pit, if your heart is to please God, God will never give up on you if you don't give up on him. You see? So this Apostle Paul, formerly Saul of Tarsus, was doing his own thing. He thought he was doing the right thing. But when God confronted him, he came to himself and said, "God, what have you got me to do?" And it's a question for us to ask, and God will answer us. And it does not matter what you have done in the past. God is merciful. He's a loving God. He's ready to change and transform you, my friend. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So far as you are willing to change, so far as you are willing to allow God, submit to God for him to transform you with his Holy Spirit, I tell you, you can change inside out. And God, by revelation, told him that he was to preach the gospel and it was to be this gospel of grace. I'm talking about the Apostle Paul. When after his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, he was given a new mandate, because before he was doing things in his own strength, in his own imagination, in his own ideas and wisdom, not actually consulting God and finding out what God wanted him to do. My friend, we are here to work for God. It's God who put us here. And if it's his plan, if it's his purpose, he's the one going to make what you are doing succeed. Therefore, consult him and he will reveal his plans to you. So never forget that we are not only saved by grace, but we have to learn to live by grace and by faith to accomplish what God put us on this earth to do. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how big the task he has given you. God will give you his grace to help you to accomplish whatever he gives to you to do. God is a gracious God. Grace is God's favor, but it's not just God's favor. It's also the power of the Holy Spirit being made available to us to enable us to do the things that God tells us to do. We cannot do it just by fleshly effort or straining or struggling or just by self-will or self-discipline. All those things are important and they are good. They are necessary. But Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Just imagine and think for 1 minute how your life would be if every single thing that you did it by faith and in faith. Your life will have not been the way it is right now. But God is merciful. He's ready to work with us so far as we are cooperating with him. So God wants us to live by faith. Hallelujah. Not just receive Christ by faith. Most people come to the end of themselves at some point and they realize that they cannot get themselves to heaven. They need God, so they give up for a few moments and invite Jesus into their lives. But soon, as they start reading the Bible or studying the Bible or hearing a little bit of sermon, they take back over and try to do on their own strength all the things that the Bible tells us to do. And we forget that we are not only saved by grace, but we have to learn to live by grace and by faith. We have to learn to hear God's voice and just take action by faith. My friend, don't rush to do things in your own strength. Don't lean on your own understanding. Present your case to God and He will direct your path. Don't do anything until you receive revelation knowledge from God. So Paul was chosen by God to bring the revelation about grace to the church. And he was qualified by experience that he had in his life. Everything changed for Paul after his encounter with the Lord. So let's read what Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. So now he came to himself that, look, he makes it so clear that he didn't call himself to do what he was doing, that he was not an apostle by the will of man. No man put him in that position. So now he was going all out for God. He was going all out based on the revelation knowledge that God gave him. So it was important that Paul defend his apostleship. There were false teachers during his time, and if they could discredit his apostleship, they would have also discredited the message he was preaching. So he made it clear that, look, it's God who put me in this place. He established his apostleship as the authority from which he spoke. He didn't put himself in that position. He was called by God to do what he was doing. In the same way, you have to find your purpose on this earth and do what God called you to do. Don't do things anyhow. Don't think, oh, people say I should do this and so on. God has got a unique purpose for you. Therefore, it is his purpose. He is the one going to make it succeed. And therefore, you need to hear his voice. You need a revelation, knowledge from him before you take any step. So Paul was saying, look, it's God who put me here by his grace to preach the gospel of grace. So the point he was making is that his calling was divine. He didn't call himself, nor did any other person or group called him. God himself called Paul to his ministry. Therefore, those who resisted Paul were resisting God who sent him. If you walk in your purpose, my friend, whoever opposes you is opposing God. And God, no matter the circumstances, no matter the oppositions you face, no matter the situation you go through, no matter the persecution, he will make that work succeed because it is his work. He called you to do that. And I will tell you, when you know that what you are doing is the will of God, it gives you courage and strength, and you can stick with it and finish the job that God called you to do. I want to encourage you, don't do things in your own strength. Don't do things based on your own wisdom, but listen to his voice. Let him reveal his plans to you. Other than that, if you are doing something because people want you to do that, and you are not even sure that you are supposed to be doing it, then you are not ever going to do it well. Please make sure that you can say, I believe with all my heart that what I am doing in the will of God. What I am doing is by the revelation of God. Don't you think that's a good idea, my friend? I know that I'm called to do what I am doing now. I know I am very comfortable up here preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls, preaching, teaching, and healing. Don't have any concern about me when I'm moving up and down doing God's work. I know he called me to do it. I don't have any fear about it, not worried about what you think about it. Because I know that God has called me to do what I am doing. Therefore, if God has called me to do it, he is the one that has to make it succeed. It's not even up to me today to make this good. It's totally up to God. What I have to do is just surrender to God and let him do what he wants to do. That's very important. And it's not for me alone. It's not for any other servants of God, but also you. God wants to accomplish his purposes through you so that his name will be glorified. And because of that, we need to lean onto him, not on our own understanding. We need to seek his knowledge. We need to seek his voice so that we can be able to perform and accomplish. So on that day, he can say, "You good and faithful servant, come to me." You see, that's all God wants. God wants to reward you. He did not just save you by grace and faith. He wants you to live by faith. But Satan is a legalistic person. He's a legalist. He's constantly trying to bring us under the law. He's trying to bring us to really do things in our own strength so that we think we are just working for God. But that is not so. We need to depend on God's word generally and the voice of the Holy Spirit specifically as our guide. Once we are assured through these, we should persist regardless of circumstances that we face. Yes, the enemy will oppose us, but we need to move on so far as we are walking in his will. And so I just want to encourage you that seek the revelation knowledge of God. How do you do that? By praying and studying the word. He says in Jeremiah 29 that he has good plan for us and he will lead us to a hope and a future. But then he continues to say that if you will pray to him, he will answer us. If you will seek him with all our heart, we will find him. God is not hiding anything from you. So my friend, if you have been saved by faith and grace, you should also live by faith, by hearing his voice, not panicking and just walking according to his will. And if you have not received Christ, you will not be living a fulfilled life. This is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.